Now, Libby from Missouri is on the line and has some issues with a hardwood floor. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
I really think my hardwood floors need to be redone. They're very faded.
Okay.
Where there's traffic and a lot of gaps. And the house is about 60 years old. It's very noisy. Lots of, you know, just wear and scratches. And I'm trying to decide whether I should just, you know, not try to, you know, redo them and or maybe there's something that I can do to them to make them look better without totally refinishing them. I don't know. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, sure, Libby. Let me ask you about the condition of the floors. You said that they're scratched, but are the scratches just in the finish, or are they sort of deep scratches in the wood boards themselves?
No, they're not deep scratches. Just from, you know, like just everyday wear mostly. They're in really good shape. Like one room that's not used very much is in, I mean, excellent condition. It looks almost brand new. But the other, it's just, you know, normal, everyday kind of wear.
All right, so here's what you can do, Libby. You don't have to belt sand the floors, which is the way when you totally refinish them, you take all the old finish off and you grind down, you know, an eighth of an inch of material. You don't have to do that. What you can do is you could just lightly sand the upper surface of the finish and then put another layer or two of urethane over that. The best way to do that is with a floor buffer and a sanding screen. Now, you can go to a tool rental place and you can rent a floor buffer, and then you can purchase sanding screens, which are these screens that are about 18 inches in diameter. Looks kind of like window screen material, but it's abrasive. And there's two sides to it, so you can use one side, flip it over, then use the other side. And you position it underneath the floor buffer, and as you use the buffer in the room, it lightly abrades the surface of the old floor. That takes out the dirt, the grime. It takes off some of the old any old wax, that kind of stuff. And it'll start to take out the scratches. And that kind of evens it out and cleans it up. Then you vacuum it or damp mop, get all that dust up. And then you can apply two layers of urethane. Now, I'll give you a trick of the trade. The first layer should be a high gloss because the glossy urethane is harder than satin. So put the first layer of high gloss and maybe even a second layer of high gloss, but your last layer could be satin. And that will give you a nice, even, soft finish and still be as hard as possible.
Well, okay. I will see if I can get someone to help me with that.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.